All right, we in there.
Yo, yo, what up? This is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go, letting go.
So today I wanted to start with a joke.
Okay.
To lead us into our topic for okay. today. So knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amir.
Amir who?
Amir who's going to show you yourself to self-reflect.
Okay.
Get it? Amir?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, today we are talking.
That was the best part of the joke. You get it? That was the best part of the joke.
I've been working on that all day.
It works.
But today, we are talking about self-reflecting.
Yeah.
It is something that is very important to me. I think it always helps me know where I'm at. Because always looking so externally, you can get kind of lost in where you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of things become way more important than they have to be.
Right.
I took a day yesterday to self-reflect, and it really gave me a chance to slow down and just figure out where I'm at. Where is my place in life?
Mm-hmm.
Where I've grown, where I want to grow. And really seeing growth, seeing a journey of growth towards that. I've never set goals as far as like things that I've wanted. Like I've worked on things without really trying, but being clear and focused on that shit.
Yeah.
It's got my mind in a different place.
Okay. What, how so?
You know, I've been feeling very transitional in my journey and just trying to figure out what tools I need to progress and which ones I need to let go of.
Okay.
You know, so as far as habits,
yeah,
even breaking it down to people and shit like that, you know, I recognize people in my life that just aren't healthy for me.
Got you.
You know, and even like things that I've done that it almost feels like a loop. Like it didn't work before, and I know I should be doing it different, but going back and doing the same thing and getting the same fucking result.
Right.
So now I'm cutting that shit off, and it's like, okay, you know, okay, what does it look like going this other route?
Yeah.
And going the other route, I'm starting to see what that looks like.
Yeah, man. And it's interesting that you say all of that too, because I feel like I'm on the same kind of journey right now.
Yeah.
Personally, and it's funny, when you start to go the other route, you start to look like, I should have been doing this. Like,
yeah.
And I always knew I should have been doing this. I should have been going this way. I just was stuck in my ways and stuck in the things that I was doing before and got comfortable with what I was doing before, even though it wasn't working out to my benefit. I was just used to doing that. So
absolutely,
that's what I did. And I definitely hear you on that, man. I definitely am in a transitional period in my life too. A lot is changing in my life, and it seems like it's just happening overnight.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. I'm scared about it. I'm scared to walk away that I've never walked before. But I'm also like looking at the fruits of my labor. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing like, okay, like this is, it's baby steps, but it's steps. It's working. I'm gradually getting toward where I ultimately want to be, instead of, I guess before I would internalize more of where I wanted to be, but there wouldn't be any action.
I fully understand, man. I think my self-reflection yesterday led to me letting go of who I thought I was.
Wow.
And really letting it go. I've been working at it, but yesterday was the first time I really felt like I'm ready to let this go. You know, when you think about a day, when you think about water, that shit doesn't hold on to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps restoring.
Right.
And keeps growing.
Yeah.
You know, Monday doesn't last a week. You know
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying? So
That's true.
I really had to let go of some things in my past because I felt myself challenging myself to not be my past.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
So having to prove to myself, like, you're not that person.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I was that person at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever I was going through in my life at that point, that's what I was going through. But where I am today, I had a really hard time accepting, like, this is who you are, and it's okay to be this person today and have grown from where you were.
Can you give me just one example of something that you felt like was you before and now you've realized it's not really who you are anymore?
Yeah. I cheated in my first relationship.
Got you. Okay.
And granted, my partner never knew. Mm-hmm. I knew.
Right.
And I had to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to prove to myself that I wasn't that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And putting myself in weird situations to prove that to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in a place where it's like, I don't have to prove that shit.
Right.
I just have to be.
Right, right.
And I'm okay with being.
Yeah. It's interesting that you use that.
Because I had to let go of that.
Yeah, it's interesting you use, because I had to let go of that too. And it still tries to creep back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It still tries to creep back. And I know what you're saying too, as far as putting yourself in situations. It's like you put yourself in a situation to fail.
Exactly.
Just to see if you'll do it or not. You know what I'm saying? And it's so stupid, because it's like, yeah, why am I setting myself up to fail? And I'm setting myself up to fail. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else is doing it to me. I'm doing it to myself. Like,
it's crazy.
It's just to prove to myself. It is crazy. It's crazy. And I battle with that still. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely have cheated in my lifetime. And I've been married for 6.5-7 years now. And that's still something that I still kind of like, nah, bro, that's not who you are. Like, why are you even thinking like that? You know what I'm saying? So that's really cool that you were able to come to that conclusion and let go of that yesterday. But I do want to say to you, like, don't beat yourself up if those kind of thoughts or that kind of like desire or that want or anything, not just related to that, but just any of the stuff that you feel like you let go of, that you've let go of, that you're not that person anymore, like, don't beat yourself up if stuff like that comes back, because it always tries to come back and you're always challenging yourself. So don't feel bad about that. Like, I just want to let you know, because I'm told I'm 7 years deep.
Yeah.
And I'm still going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And I have to tell myself all the time, like, you're wilding, bro. Like,
yeah. And I think, you know, one thing I did learn in therapy that I kind of stopped using was saying things out loud.
Mm, okay.
So knowing that I'm not that person right now, I have to say things out loud to myself again in order to know that's not who you are. Like, to say some shit, and when you really think about it, it's like, that ain't me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so, man. Like,
affirmation, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Positive affirmation goes a long, long way. Like, you'll be surprised that I was reading something today that was talking about just trauma. Like, I was reading about trauma. And it was talking about, like, the lasting effects of trauma and how it can affect your mind to the point of you have these negative thoughts because you don't know how to cope with the past trauma that you had. And so whatever it was that you've been through can cause you to have negative thoughts, even in a situation that has nothing to do with that, because you haven't dealt with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that positive affirmation and that reminding yourself and that telling yourself, like, nah, I'm like, you were, we talked last week about not using the word nigga no more.
Yeah,
it was 2 weeks ago, and I definitely still use the word, but it stuck with me, that conversation. You know what I'm saying? And using king and affirming, like, black men and not using that particular vernacular when you're talking to them. And I was like, man, it's still such a part of my personality, but it really got me thinking about using the word. And I'm not gonna set myself up and say I'm gonna stop.
Yeah,
because I'm just not ready to stop. But
I think even just saying it out loud and putting it out there, like, I don't want to use that word no more.
Right.
Eventually you will.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're just dealing with the thought in your head, you battling with yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So just putting it out there, I feel like you said, just affirming for yourself,
mm-hmm,
and constantly doing that shit. Like, yeah, man, that's really what I'm trying to do.
That's what's up. And it's cool, too, that you are telling other people as well, because it's one thing to affirm yourself, but it's another thing. It's one thing to affirm yourself to yourself, But it's one thing, it's another thing to affirm yourself to someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you say, like, this is who I am to somebody else, and you look them in their eyes and you let them know, like, I talk to myself like this, and I'm telling you, and I need you to hold me accountable to the things that I say that I am. And if I'm stepping out of that, or you see me slipping, you need to call me on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's good to have friends around that are willing to do, boys, brothers around that are willing to do stuff like that, because, I mean, it's far and few. A lot of people hold their tongue and they'll just let you fall.
Man, man. And but I'm going to be honest with you, man. I feel like I have a very strong circle of people that won't let me fall.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have friends that lift me up, family that lifts me up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got people around me that won't let me fall. You know, I just have to get out of my own way
right.
with a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one thing. But, like, even with my own music, even with things that I'm passionate about, mm-hmm. I have to get out of my own way.
Right.
You know, I want to move in love mm-hmm. and not in fear. And I keep telling myself that shit out loud.
Yeah.
Because I need to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Living in fear taught me how to lie growing up.
That's real.
And I still...
That's so real.
Maybe up until like a couple of years ago, still used to see myself as a liar.
Wow.
Like, I don't want to see myself that way. Right. I don't want to see none of that shit. So
right.
I had to let it go.
That's what's up.
Granted, it is my past. It is something I've done. Mm-hmm. Everything in my past that I've done is mine. But learning from it and growing from it makes me who I am today.
Yeah, that's what's up. And that the love and fear thing, man, I hear it's a thin line between love and hate, but it's a thin line between love and fear.
Absolutely.
And I think that what I'm starting to do with my fear is embracing it and overcoming it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be fearful. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there's things in life that are just going to scare me. There's certain things that I want to do that I'm like, what they going to think?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the art and the music and the passion and stuff like that. But I'm really, really getting to the point where I'm starting to overcome a lot of my fears and the things. Because there's things that I want to accomplish. Like, I was talking to Luther.
Yeah.
The other day. And we were just talking about a bunch of stuff because that's how we do. And I mentioned to him, like, I've been afraid to be myself my entire life.
Trust me, I can relate.
Like, I've been afraid to be me, like who I know 100% my entire life, because I appeal to this situation or that situation, or you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah. I just don't want to do that no more. Like, I want to be 100% myself and feel comfortable with it. And if somebody got something to say about it, then they can say it. But I'm still going to be myself.
And it's like being me in whatever way I want to be. Like,
right.
there is no set me. If I want to be masculine as fuck one day, I'm gonna be masculine as fuck. If mm-hmm. I want to be quote unquote feminine,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be whatever the fuck I want to be, and it's nothing that nobody could tell me, because there's no rules to living life.
That's right. That's real.
Except for your own.
It's real. That's real.
You know, we all see something different behind our eyelids. So, like,
yeah, perception is a mug, boy. It changes a lot. But I'm just getting more, even as far as like living a faithful lifestyle,
yeah.
like as a Christian, and what I've been taught, who God is and different stuff like that. And a lot of it is fact, you know what I'm saying? But there's been this thing, this whole fearful thing about God. And it's like, I fear the Lord. Yeah. But it's more of a respect fear than a, like, oh, I'm scared about I'm going to hell because I'm gonna do this and that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really learning to embrace that as well. Like you were saying, there's no rules to this. I mean, I definitely abide by. I try to abide by the standard that God has set. But I understand that if I mess up, I mess up, and I just got to keep pushing. And I'm not punishing myself for the things that I might do incorrectly or in somebody else's sight wrong. Because in my sight, and between me and God, it might not be what you think it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, I appreciate it. And that letting go of that fear, letting go of who I was in the past, and being who I am now, and embracing that every day. Like, tomorrow I'm going to be different than I am today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just embracing every single day of my transition and my growth and the pattern of life that I'm making now for myself.
Yeah. Man, kind of going back to what you were saying about heaven and hell, it's like, for me, God feels like love and fear feels like hell.
Mm.
And the God I believe in, I don't think he wants me to be in hell.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants me to experience shit,
positive
and negative, mm-hmm. but I don't think he wants me to be afraid of anything.
Yeah.
So I got to let go of my hell. Like, my darkest points of my life were my most fearful, you know, mm-hmm. not being out, like you said, living for other people, being afraid to be yourself.
Yeah.
That was hell for me.
Yeah, man.
That was hell. And I ain't going back to hell.
I feel you. I feel you, man. It's trial and error. I really feel like life is about trial and error. You keep, like you were mentioning earlier, you keep going back to doing the same thing over and over again. It's like being in that wilderness and you just walking around in circles. And so you like, well, I can go over there though. Like, why am I still walking around in circles in the wilderness and they got a whole promised land over there? And so, you know, I'm definitely on that. Like, I'm like, all right, let me, like, I can see it. Like, I can see the where I'm supposed to be. Like, I know. And I've known for a long time what I had to do to get there too.
Yeah.
I just wasn't doing it. And so now I believe wholeheartedly that I'm in that place in my life where it's all or nothing.
That's real, man. So where do you see yourself today?
There's a couple of different ways I can answer that, but today it's been really hard for me to acknowledge myself as a musician. Today I see myself as a musician. I see myself as a father. I see myself as a husband. I see myself as a brother. And when I say that, I mean that in every way that it's encompassed. For each one of those words, you know what I'm saying? Like being a husband and doing the things that I don't want to do. And that's for all of it. Like being a musician and doing the things that I don't want to do. Being a father and doing the things that I don't want to do. Like all of it is just about doing what needs to be done versus doing what I feel like doing.
Yeah.
And that is how I can sum it up. Like, I see myself as a man who does what needs to be done regardless of anything else. Like, that's where I'm at in life right now.
That's what's up, man.
100%. Like, no matter what's going to happen, no matter what the outcome is, if it needs to be done, you can call me.
Yeah.
And we go figure out how to get it done. Like, that's just where I'm at. How about you? Where you see yourself?
Man, I see myself not fearful of the things that look most scary to me. I see myself more positive. I see myself as my most authentic self I could mm-hmm. possibly be today. I have a different view of myself. Everything that I thought I was, I don't see myself that way.
That's what's up.
Because I can't see myself that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be who I am today if I still saw every negative quality that I thought was me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel really good in my life. And you know, piggybacking off of what you said, I do feel like a good brother. I feel like a good friend. Mm-hmm. I feel like a good partner. I feel like a good self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. I really feel good about where I'm at in my life. And you know, I said I'm 31 years old. I've been around the sun 31 times. I'm on this world tour. Like, I know it's only going to get better.
Yeah, that's what's up. I say the biggest thing, the word for me that stands out in all of this is trust.
Man.
And I really trust myself now.
And that's how I feel, too. Like, that makes me smile because I have so much trust in myself right now.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you got it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to everybody. Like, you got it. You know, you just have to know.
You just have to know. you have to know. Like, you, that's the only way you go have it is if you know you got it. But you got it, though. Like, that's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts. Well, where can the people find you at, brother?
You could find me at Just Mike Brown on all social media. You can find, where can the people find you?
You can find me at Alpha Presents, ALFPHA_presents on Twitter, Instagram, Wayne Michael on Facebook, and the Art of Letting Go podcast on SoundCloud and Apple Music, Tidal and Spotify. We would love to be on Tidal and Spotify as well. So anybody that knows how that can happen, please let us know.
Reach out.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, if you'd like to hit us up at the Art of Letting Go podcast at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear, you know, how you guys feel as far as yourselves. You know, take a minute to reflect on yourself and your life. Recognize your progression. Recognize your growth. You know, and fill us in. Let us know how that worked out for you.
Yes, sir.
So this is Mike Brown.
This is Alpha.
And this is The Art of Letting Go.
Letting go. Letting go. Trust.
Peace.
Peace.